This is Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Remember in the opening credits of The Flintstones when Fred slides down the tail of that very large dinosaur, the one from the late Jurassic Age? Or if you don't remember that, how about the same-looking dinosaur in this scene from Jurassic Park?
It's a dinosaur.
Okay, here's a better description of that dinosaur, and let's just keep the music in for a moment.
That's about 80 feet long. Stands on four huge, massive legs, something like Greek columns, has a long neck and a small head, was a plant-eating dinosaur that lived about 150 million years ago.
So that is Matt LaManna.
And I'm a dinosaur paleontologist at the Carnegie Museum of Natural History in Pittsburgh.
And when we caught up with him this past week at the museum, he was standing in front of a skeleton of that very dinosaur he just described.
And the plaque in front of it, what does it say it's called?
The sign in front of it says it's called Apatosaurus.
Apatosaurus? Ever heard of it? Perhaps, like us, you thought Brontosaurus. Well, it turns out there is no such thing. Try this. Go to Google and look for the Wikipedia entry for Brontosaurus. There is none. You're forced to the Apatosaurus entry. Now, the story of why, that is, goes back almost 130 years to something paleontologists refer to as the Bone Wars.
Well, the Bone Wars were a period in the early history of paleontology here in the U.S., and they're the name given to the competition between a Yale paleontologist named O.C. Marsh and his bitter rival Edward Drinker Cope, a Philadelphia paleontologist. Their dislike for one another and their scientific ambition led them to race dinosaur names into publication and to, you know, to name multitudes of species, mostly to try to outdo the other one.
And they were, I mean, it wasn't just a friendly rivalry. I mean, this was like a deadly rivalry.
It was an unfriendly rivalry, definitely. There are stories of either Cope or Marsh telling their fossil collectors to smash skeletons that were still in the ground just so the other guy couldn't get them. There were definitely back and forths in newspapers, some back and forth in the scientific literature as well. So it was absolutely a bitter, bitter rivalry.
So anyway, in the heat of this competition, Marsh discovered the skeleton of a dinosaur he dubbed the Apatosaurus.
And 2 years later, his fossil collectors that were working out west sent him a second skeleton that he thought belonged to a different kind of dinosaur that he named Brontosaurus.
So that was a mistake, but a few years later...
A few years later, in 1903...
A third paleontologist figured this out, that they were the same animal.
And so because the name Apatosaurus is older, it's the one that gets used.
And that was it. Scientists already knew in 1903 that there was no such thing as a Brontosaurus, but a full reconstruction of the Apatosaurus wasn't completed until 1979, because paleontologist O.C. Marsh made another mistake a century earlier.
When he published his reconstruction, no skull had ever been found attached to a body of the animal that we now call Apatosaurus. So when Marsh went to publish a reconstruction of this animal in 1883, he used the head of another dinosaur to complete the skeleton.
Now, one thing you are not saying, which is that the dinosaur you are standing in front of actually had the wrong head for a long time, right?
Yes, that's correct, yeah. It did have another dinosaur's head on it for many, many years.
It turns out paleontologists didn't realize that the skeleton had the wrong skull, because very few well-preserved Apatosaurus skulls had ever been found.
And it stood that way from 1932 to 1979, so almost 50 years.
Okay, but Brontosaurus has been used, like, up until just a few years ago.
Well, Brontosaurus has been used up until a few years ago, definitely in the public eye. And why that is, I'm not totally sure, but I think it has something to do with the nature of the name Brontosaurus itself. Brontosaurus is it means thunder lizard. It's a big, evocative name for one of these huge, you know, long-necked dinosaurs, whereas Apatosaurus means deceptive lizard. It's quite a bit more boring.
I bet the Flintstones had a lot to do with it, though.
You know, that could well be, definitely. The idea of Bronto burgers may have perpetuated the idea of Brontosaurus in the public's eye. Absolutely.
That's Matt LaManna with the Carnegie Museum of Natural History in Pittsburgh. You can see a photo of that Apatosaurus from 1934 with the wrong skull at our website, npr.org.